Even now, our first reading began. Even now, return to me. Despite all you've done, despite your sin, despite your distance, God invites us this day to return to him. If someone were to give you a formula and say, if you follow this formula, I promise you, you will go to heaven. How long do you think you'd follow the formula before you decide you didn't think it was worthwhile? We're given a formula. It's very simple. Three things. Pray, fast, and give alms. And if you do those things, you will be in God's love. So we find all kinds of reasons not to give alms because we don't feel we have enough. We find all kinds of reasons not to pray because we're not really sure it's effective. And we find reasons to not fast because it's an inconvenience. So then how do we return to the Lord? This phrase, even now, return to me, should follow us this entire Lenten season. It should become our mantra, our reminder of what we are all about. And we should make a commitment that we will pray, which puts us in the presence of God. But praying can't be asking God for all kinds of stuff for us, because Lent isn't about us. See, when we make it that, what do I have to give up? And how often do I have to go to church? And we make it about us. But it's not about us, it's about God. So when we choose to return to the Lord, we put ourselves in the presence of God by quietly allowing God to speak to us. That's what prayer is. God speaking to us, not us talking all the time. Jesus says, stop multiplying words, but allow yourself to calmly sit and quietly put yourself in the presence of God that he may speak to your heart and tell you how much he loves you, tell you that you're forgiven, tell you that even now you should return to him. We pray, we fast, by letting go of all the distractions that we hold on to that become more important than God. If we're asked a question, is there anything more important than God? We all answer, oh no. But look at all the things in our daily living that are more important than God. We say we barely have time. At this mass, like all masses, there will be a bunch of people who will run out early because they just don't have time for God. Isn't it awful? We don't have time for God. So fasting is letting go of all those things that we put in the place of God that we're sure are going to work and bring us happiness. We may even think they'll bring us eternal life, but they won't. They just won't do that. Anything outside of us won't work. That's why the scripture says to us, what you do, do in secret. Not for others to see and admire you. Do it in your heart. That's where you'll find God. Not with things on the outside, not with things outside of you. You find God within you. You are made in his image. So we are invited to pray, to fast, and to give, to spend, to care for others. And we all have reasons why we think we just don't have enough. But we have more than enough. And that's why it's such a great gift when we choose to share what we have that others may receive and benefit from the blessings that God has given to our whole world. So today, on this Ash Wednesday, to begin our Lenten celebration, we will come forward and receive ashes on our head, and we will be asked, even now, will you return to me? And hopefully, our prayer will be yes, and we will begin to determine how daily we will pray, fast, and give alms, that we may truly have God in our lives and that we may be in the presence of the loving God.